Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 74. I'm excited for today's episode, as I always am. But today in particular, because the topic of this episode really comes back to this idea of respecting yourself. And I think that's such an important practice that leads to just growth across the board. More confidence, more clarity, more drive, the whole thing. It's a really good thing to have, self-respect. And more specifically, when you respect yourself, you set boundaries. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, setting boundaries for yourself. Boundaries with other people, boundaries with your own bullshit. Because when you do that, you escape what I call living in the gray, that area where you're not really sure if you're doing what you're doing because you want to or just because you think it's what you want to, whatever, but largely so because you're letting bullshit, people, thoughts, whatever, occupy too much space in your life. And escaping that gray area is an amazing thing because it gives you clarity. It allows you to really just focus on your own growth. So excited to talk about this, what it means to me, and how I think it could help you a little bit. Quick update on the podcast before I get into it. To date, as you probably know, I've been doing these episodes every Monday and every Wednesday. I'm going to adjust that slightly to fit my schedule a little bit better. So moving forward, I'll be doing these Mondays and Thursdays. So this is not a huge change, but it allows me to have a little bit more time between episodes. And also for you as well, I would think. So you have more time in between so you don't necessarily miss an episode. So this one's being released today. Obviously, it's a Monday, and then I'll drop another one on Thursday, and then Monday, Thursday, moving forward. So thank you for the support. It means a lot to me. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I love posting there. I love interacting with you all. Follow me, tag me, comment, slide into DM, do whatever. I always do my best to respond, but I do appreciate you all, your support. It means a lot. So let's get into it. As with most episodes, I tend to be inspired to do episodes by kind of something that I saw that week, that I saw on Instagram or something like that. And this episode is no exception. I saw a quote on Instagram the other day. It was from one of those overheard accounts on Instagram. There's like overheard LA, overheard New York, overheard Chicago. And it's basically just people writing down quotes of kind of the absurd things that are overheard by people in public. Anyway, this one was from a conversation between two friends, and one friend was giving the other advice about moving out of a shared loft. And the person said, "You're at the age where you need walls." Right? I thought that was kind of funny, right? Because yeah, at a certain point you need to move out of a open space loft with roommates. Yeah, you need some walls. And I thought that was funny. But then, I'm just so in touch with myself and so introspective. I was like, walls, yeah, you do. You need walls in life. Barriers, you need to establish some personal barriers, aka boundaries. And voila, that was kind of the idea for today's episode. And then I took a look at my life and realized this to be really, really true. So in this episode, I'm going to just talk really simply in plain Case Kenny dude English about what I think is the transformative power of setting personal boundaries, why I'm so adamant about it, and a little bit about how to do it, because I think it's really important. And I don't care how old you are, where you are in life, how successful you are. There's no real right age to set boundaries. You should set boundaries because, you should. So let me back up a second so you know why I'm talking about this, and then we'll get into it. But I've said it before, but my perspective on life is pretty simple. I think it is, at least it is to me. My perspective kind of guides everything I do. It guided me to start this podcast because the podcast helps me create a vision for myself through talking through things. It guided me to start the Pursuit Daily email. you know, writing down thoughts and blogging for hundreds of thousands of people to read also inspires me to discover and explore more about myself. You know, this mentality guides me to say what's on my mind, kind of act like an idiot a lot, travel more, experience more, meet more people, and just kind of get the most out of life. And that perspective, again, is simple. It's the idea that I have that no matter where I am in life, no matter how old I am or what I've accomplished to date, I am capable of more. I'm capable of finding what I'm looking for in life, whether I know what that looks like specifically or whether I'm still learning what it looks like. You know, I am capable of being happier than I am right now. I'm capable of finding more of the right people, you know, those people who are right for me. I am capable of coming to not only understand myself thoroughly and completely, but I am also capable of creating that person, you know, a version of myself that hides nothing, that kind of just glows with confidence, purpose, empathy, all that, right? So that's my mentality. That's my perspective on life across everything, every single day, every morning. You know, that's the perspective, the mindset that I wake up with every day. And it took me a while to realize that if I want to execute on that mentality and not just have it be kind of a feel-good thing that I can lean on occasionally, that I need to honor and respect myself in a way that reflects this. I've realized that if I really want to grow myself, learn about myself, create the ideal version of myself, all that, I have to do so in a context that allows me to do that. One that is free from bullshit expectations, the pressure of commitments that don't make sense, or people who are distracting in a negative way. And that's why I've come to this realization of the absolute power and necessity of setting personal boundaries, right? So to get to my point, if you're like me, you're driven, you're curious, you want more, you want to be happier, you want to be fulfilled, I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode. Now, if you're also like me, I think you'll discover with some introspection that you don't really have the right boundaries set in your life. Or maybe you don't have any boundaries, or at minimum, maybe you don't hold yourself to the boundaries you've set as consistently as you should. So, you know, as with most episodes, I'll talk about my own life here, but I'm sure you can relate to a lot of these. You know, personally speaking, historically, I've really tolerated a lot of bullshit that doesn't belong in my life. You know, it doesn't belong there because it detracts from my ability to execute on that mentality I just described. And that's not a good thing. You know, I'd allow other people's needs to outweigh my own on a very consistent and draining basis. You know, I'd concern myself with other people's happiness and their passions over my own. You know, I've to date always been kind of a habitual people pleaser, a yes man, because I thought that was the right thing to do. You know, never wanting to make a scene or draw unnecessary attention to myself. I would hold on to past relationships or past frustrations and allow them to become part of me. I'd, you know, assume other people's needs or desires to be my own, kind of played myself, kind of brainwashed myself, right? There's so many examples I could think of, and I'll get into more specifics in a bit, but, you know, worrying what other people thought of me, you know, trying to be, you know, a quote, nice guy by letting people walk over me, you know, saying yes too much, trying to prove that I was a nice guy, tolerating friends or family even that it would drain me of energy. You know, I gossip and involve myself in shit talking with friends and colleagues, things like that. You know, there's a lot of little things, you know, self-deprecating humor has always been a big one, like put myself down to be funny, but there's always some truth in that. Overthinking things, you know, everything from how I looked or smelled or perception, like everything there. And then there's all kinds of other little things, staying up too late, watching YouTube videos, procrastinating, hiring someone to clean my apartment instead of doing it myself, hitting snooze 12 times in the morning, things like that. You know, so these are like areas in my life, just at a glance, where I tolerated my own bullshit or bullshit from other people. And these areas that I just described are ripe. They're perfect for boundary setting so that, you know, I can get back to focusing on the right things for myself. So simply put, you know, those lack of boundaries I just described, they had a negative effect in my life because I allowed myself to create too much gray in my life, that gray area. You know, was I doing things that I wanted to do because I wanted to do them or because I thought I wanted to do them? Was I doing things that mattered to me? Was I being my true self? Was I doing everything that I was capable of? I think the long story, long answer short is no. Have you ever heard a couple fight, or maybe like in a movie? It's a kind of cliche thing where one person is like, I don't even know who I am anymore. You know, maybe you've heard that, maybe you've even said it, but outside of the context of relationships, that's exactly what I'm describing here. That's exactly what happens when you don't set boundaries. You lose sight of yourself. And it makes sense, I think, that when you let all that bullshit, whatever it is, occupy space in your mind, in your soul, and then you live it through your actions, how do you know if it's you talking and thinking and acting? Or if it's just the bullshit put about by the fact that you've allowed others to occupy too much space in your life? And in retrospect, I've realized and learned that it's the latter, frankly. And that's why you need to set personal boundaries. You really do. And before I get into how to set a boundary, I'll actually spend the least amount of time on that because I think that's a logical thing to do. I want to talk more about the actual mindset behind being firm in why you're setting a boundary. And to be clear, not all boundaries are set against other people. This isn't like a you versus them kind of thing. There are internal boundaries and external boundaries that I think you need to set. I saw a quote the other day about external boundaries that was really well said, but I think it applies to both. The quote said, "You could be a good person with a beautiful spirit and still possess the authority to tell someone to fuck off." And I think that that's kind of spot on. That's what a boundary is all about. You know, tell the wrong influences in your life, both external ones in the form of people and internal ones, to fuck off, for lack of a better word. You know, to tell your bad habits to fuck off, to tell your bad mentalities and tendencies to fuck off. You know, but I think, frankly, a big reason why we all struggle to set and maintain personal boundaries so much is that we think doing that makes us seem mean, makes us seem selfish. But I don't think that could be further from the truth, that, you know, when you're setting a boundary, you're simply saying no to bad habits and bad thought processes, you know, whether they're your own or someone else's that you don't want to adopt or be influenced by. You know, saying no is not a negative thing. It's far from it. It just means you're being clear and authentic, that you're doing something for yourself. And that's never something, in my opinion, to feel guilty about, to apologize for. Never. You know, and if you're listening, I hope you get that there's no guilt to be associated with wanting to better yourself. No guilt or shame with being truthful and speaking your truth. You know, I, for one, I really, really respect people who say no to me or just in general, because that means that they have an opinion. And frankly, it's kind of rare in this day and age where a lot of people are more comfortable with just regurgitating what they think they should say or literally just repeating something they heard someone else say. You know, saying no for a personal reason that is derived from your own truth, that is a freaking powerful thing. It's a powerful boundary. And I really, really respect that. You know, I respect that because you have an opinion. That's great. That's fantastic. But most of all, because you're doing what's best for you. You know, you're a strong, independent woman, don't need no man, right? Or man, whatever, vice versa. You know, you're being honest with yourself and you're not afraid that someone else might react and think you're being mean. You're okay with that if that happens, you know, because that boundary that you're acting on is your truth. It's your truth being put out into the world. And when you do that, I don't think you can ever be wrong. It means that you're human and it means that you want to live your life the way you want to live and you won't stand for anything less than that. You know, and other people can either get on board or not. Either way, you know, the train is leaving the station and you should never have to apologize for that. I wrote this down. I'm looking at my outline. I've said this before, but I could be a little odd sometimes. I have my own sense of humor, but I do this thing that I think is a little bit funny. That's a little related, where if I'm like walking down a hallway or in an office or an apartment building or whatever, and a friend or someone I know is walking the other way towards me, I'll keep walking down the middle instead of like to the side, and I won't move, and I'll be like, watch out, you know, train's on the tracks, watch out. And for some reason, I think that's funny. It's probably not, but you know, I'll be like, oh, train's on the tracks, bro, watch out. But that, like, that's the concept here. I'm not apologizing for walking, for being a train on the track. You know, it's, you can't stop that. That's the idea. You know, a train doesn't apologize for being a train and moving, you know, and neither should you for setting a personal boundary, right? How's that for an analogy? So, I wanted to spend some time there and not so much on actual, like, how to actually set a boundary, because I think that's surprisingly logical. But, you know, at the end of the day, a boundary is just about having the courage to love ourselves even when we risk disappointing others. That's actually a quote from Brené Brown, which is who's a TED speaker and author, who said that, and I really like it. Having the courage to love ourselves even when we risk disappointing others. You know, that's it. It's simply saying no, or just not putting up any longer with things, with people, with thoughts that you've identified as unhealthy for you. And when you look at it that way, it's a very positive thing. And obviously, this will vary by person, so I can't speak universally to the boundaries that you should set and how you should set them. You know the areas in your life where you're making concessions, where you're prioritizing the wrong things and the wrong people, you know, the things, the mindsets that you're allowing to occupy space in your mind, in your head, in your soul. So stay true to yourself and set a boundary. That's really what I'm trying to get across with this episode. You know, set a boundary in the form of saying no more often so that you could focus on what matters to you most. You know, focus on letting the things that matter into your life and just more of them. The things and people that offer value and give you clarity on your life's mission, those are the things that you need to lean into. You know, things and people that encourage you to practice more self-love and self-care. That's my recommendation. And I'll tell you, I'll share with you some of the boundaries I've established in my life, and then you can decide which ones you should put in place in your life. Again, everyone's different and you really need to customize it for yourself. But, you know, personally, for one, like, I've recognized that my goals, my personal goals, are a bit different from other people. I'm not content to just kind of be, to work a 9-to-5, to go to the gym, to Netflix, and then brunch with friends on the weekend. Like, that doesn't offer me fulfillment. It doesn't utilize what I think are my talents and creativity. So I have a boundary there that tunes out other people who kind of question what I do or pressure me to adopt their lifestyle. You know, I don't concern myself with wanting to fit into that mold, for example. I also have a huge, huge, huge boundary set up against negativity. I really despise negativity. I'm very negative towards it, if you will. You know, I want positivity in as many forms as I can get it in my life, both from myself, from other people. I really demand that, you know, and I've got a boundary against negativity. I really don't like to tolerate it. It's that simple for me. I also have kind of a boundary set against, as cliche as it sounds, like, expectations to be normal, in that I really don't vibe with expectations that you're supposed to shoot the shit, talk about the weather, weekend plans. Like, I just hate that. I hate that. You know, I like to say what's on my mind and be myself. So I've kind of got a boundary against expectations that I need to act a certain way or say certain things in XYZ scenarios. I have boundaries set against, you know, a lot of different things. Now that I'm thinking about it, you know, boundaries set as a result of me realizing that my lack thereof has always been distracting me from myself. You know, I no longer like to chill, for example, with people who really only care and prioritize money, bottle service, that kind of scene. You know, I used to, but I realized that I was acting out of their mentality and not my own. Same with dating, for example. You know, I've got a boundary against ego dating, a boundary against girls who just don't fit my mold, who are kind of just blah, you know, no disrespect. You know, I have boundaries that are more internal as well, boundaries against procrastinating, boundaries against self-doubt, overthinking. Those are a bit more tough to define, but they're present. And I think that the biggest thing to realize about boundaries is that you don't have to go like cold turkey with how you implement them. You don't have to listen to this and be like, I've got to set up boundaries and then set them up and just like all of a sudden blow people off, completely stop doing the things that you're doing. I think that would be great in a certain sense, but not really realistic, not always appropriate. Like, you can be more gradual with the boundaries you set. And the more you gradually set them and gradually implement them and gradually practice them and kind of warm up, the easier I think they'll become in your life. And it just becomes intuitive for you. And here's my every episode I do a meathead example to kind of illustrate it, and then I'll wrap up. But so it's kind of been an ongoing joke, I guess, that I don't work out legs. I don't do leg day. I guess I made a joke on Instagram a while back. I was like, what is leg day? I've never heard of it. Anyway, you guys are awesome, but it kind of took off, and I get DMs all the time about people making leg jokes or tagging me in, you know, leg day memes. Anyway, for the record, I do work out legs. I enjoy it. It's fun, sure. But I haven't always been that way. Like, I used to really hate it because it was tough for me. I've always had kind of bad ankles from playing hockey, and it always kind of hurt to do squats, and just like it didn't feel like a good exercise. It just wasn't fun. But then I guess maybe because I'm a bit of a moron sometimes, I realized that the key to having a good leg workout and being motivated to do it and not dealing with that pain was to warm up like for a long time, more than an average person, I'm assuming, like 20 to 30 minutes. And when I realized that doing that took the pain away and made it much more enjoyable, it was a breeze and it was great. And I've been leaning on that ever since. And now I love a good old leg day. So with that, one, I'm dispelling the rumor that I don't do leg day. But two, I think the same idea here applies to setting boundaries in your life. You know, just adjusting your threshold for bullshit. Starting small, warming up, and then they become so much easier. You don't have to go cold turkey on the people who don't belong in your life, or against the things that you're doing. You know, and to go back to the quote from the beginning, like, you don't have to all of a sudden just throw up a huge wall overnight. You could start small, then realize the power that boundaries can have, and then grow more consistent and aggressive with them over time. You know, because to my point, it gets a lot easier from there. You start small, you see the effect, you see the growth that it brings into your life. And then from there, start being more consistent with them, start bringing more boundaries into your life. So on that there, I hope you found this valuable, and you'll maybe take some time to realize that you should implement some more boundaries in your life for the right reasons, namely that you want to be growing. And sometimes that means being a little bit more black and white with what you allow to occupy space in your mind, your soul, and through your actions. So that's it. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know your thoughts. We'd always welcome feedback. So go ahead, follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Shoot me a DM, tag me, whatever. I'd love to hear from you. So until next episode, I'm out.